Northern California, like many other regions in the West, is rich in historic sites, including those popularly known as ghost towns.
It's a place where there's been a tremendous reduction in population, and the reason that people populate it now, if it has a population at all, is not the reason it was originally settled.
Philip Varney has made a study of ghost towns since he was a teenager, and as a writer and photographer, has published a series of books about them, most recently an updated edition of The Ghost Towns of California. It includes a section on the ghost towns of the Greater Bay Area, one of which has a very familiar name.
I found this wonderful quote from Philip Bergen, who was the head guard, who said that Alcatraz was a small town with a big jail. It's a reminder that it had families there. There were kids. There was a store. They received mail at the post office. They had a social hall with a bowling alley and so forth. It was very active until the prison closed.
Just across the bay, tucked underneath the southern footing of the Golden Gate Bridge, is another of the spots on Varney's short list of Bay Area ghost towns, Fort Point.
It's the only example of that kind of brick-and-mortar fort in the western United States. And, of course, that's because of the gold rush and the remarkable amount of riches that were coming out of the gold rush and subsequently the Comstock lode out of Nevada.
In addition to housing officers and the garrison of troops, Fort Point also featured a lighthouse. So Varney notes it is a doubly interesting site for many fans of architectural antiquities.
People who like ghost towns also tend to like ghost forts. They also like ghost lighthouses. There are lots of things that are attractions that people say, well, yeah, I want to go see a fort that's had several thousand people there.
And there are others back across the bay to the north, Varney adds, on Angel Island.
One of the sites there was an induction center for the Army, Fort McDowell, and there was Camp Reynolds that was a legitimate bastion there. The best remnant on Angel Island is Fort McDowell. It has officers' quarters and barracks that are empty, and it's really quite a sight.
Angel Island is also home to another very different sort of abandoned barracks.
The Chinese internment center was an immigration place early in the 20th century in the late 19th, and they were not free to go as they wanted.
In addition, Varney's book gives special attention to nearby China Camp, and the Sacramento Delta town of Locke between Eielton and Walnut Grove as part of his section on the Bay Area's ghost towns. He knows, of course, that there are, or at least were, dozens of others, both in our region and throughout the West. But in many cases, the ghosts, if any, are about all that remain of them.
Many of them are place where type things, especially in the Gold Rush country. A lot of those places were tent towns and shanty towns that went for the easy pickings of the placer deposits in, say, the American River. And when those deposits gave out, people just disappeared. There are places where there's nothing left to save but a cemetery.
Credit for protecting and preserving many of the historic ghost towns that do remain standing, Varney says, goes to the state and county parks departments that now own and manage them. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.